This is the Cost Segregation Authority series for My Cost Segregation. Today we cover one of the newest rules in the tax code. It is Section 168N, created by the One Big Beautiful Bill Act in July 2025. It gives manufacturers a brand new way to write off a building all at once. Let me explain what this rule does and why it matters. Most buildings are not great for taxes. A commercial building depreciates over 39 years. That means you spread the deduction out slowly, a little bit each year for nearly four decades. For a manufacturer who just spent millions on a production facility, that is a long wait. Section 168N changes that for certain buildings. Under this new rule, a manufacturer, producer, or refiner can elect to deduct 100% of the cost of a qualifying building in year one, not spread out, all at once. That is a deduction on the real property itself, not just on the equipment inside it. But not every building qualifies. The building must be non-residential. It must be used as an integral part of a qualified production activity. Manufacturing qualifies, production qualifies, refining qualifies. Packaging, labeling, minor assembly, research and development, offices, parking, sales space, and finished goods storage do not qualify. Those uses are excluded from the rule. The timing rules matter too. Construction must begin after January 19, 2025, and before January 1, 2029. The building must be placed in service before January 1, 2031. If you miss those windows, the election is not available. There is a 95% rule that gives a little flexibility. If 5% or less of the building is used for non-qualifying purposes, the whole building can still qualify. But if more than 5% is used for excluded purposes, you have to allocate. The qualifying portion gets the deduction, the rest does not. The election is irrevocable. Once you make it, you cannot undo it. And there is a recapture rule you need to know about. If the building stops being used for qualified production within 10 years of being placed in service, some of the deduction you took is added back to your income under Section 1245 recapture. That is a real cost, so the election is not one to make carelessly. Now here is why this connects directly to a cost segregation study. To claim this deduction, you must show that your building qualifies. That means documenting which square footage and which portion of your total building cost is truly integral to qualified production. You have to separate the production floors from the office wing, the loading dock, the break room, and the sales area. That kind of allocation is exactly what a cost segregation engineer does. The engineer measures the building. They document each area's use. They assign costs to each portion. That documentation is what supports your election in an audit. If you own a manufacturing facility and you are thinking about the Section 168N election, a cost segregation study is not optional. It is how you build the record that backs up your claim. Combined with the permanent 100% bonus depreciation under Section 168K, this new rule means a qualifying manufacturer could potentially write off both the components inside the building and the building itself in year one. That is a significant opportunity for the right taxpayer. If you are a manufacturer, producer, or refiner building a new facility, talk to your tax advisor about whether this election makes sense. A cost segregation study that expands its scope to cover Section 168N allocation is the foundation of a strong claim. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To learn more, visit the Authority Library in your report.